श्री गुरवे नमः वाञ्छकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यश्च च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्री असदि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो श्रील गुरुदेव इज ऑर्डरिंग अस टू डिस्कस द स्टोरी इन द फोर्थ कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम व्हिच इज नैरेटेड बाय श्री नारद मुनि टू किंग प्रचीनबारहिषत एंड This story is an allegorical story called the story of King Puranjana. He was narrating this to King Prachinabarhi, and he was narrating to him an allegorical story about another king named Puranjana. So Narada Muni, he came to the palace of this king after instructing the king's sons, who later took to the pure path of Sanatan Dharma, eternal spiritual realization, and they performed severe austerities and they attained pure bhakti and pure Krishna consciousness, and they all became perfected, liberated souls. After instructing those sons of King Prachinabarhi, then Narada Muni came to the palace of the king. When he came to that palace, he saw that the king was actually so much absorbed. He was very materially absorbed in doing karma, fruitive activities. This is the nature of the conditioned soul in this world, that his whole consciousness is absorbed 24 hours daily in doing karma, activities which are directed towards sense gratification only, or in other words, material enjoyment within this world, within this universe, either on higher planets or on this planet. So in this way, the king was absorbed in simply the external practices of dharma, but not actually the Sanatan Dharma, the eternal dharma of the soul. And he was performing many Vedic yajnas, sacrifices. But which type of sacrifices? Animal sacrifices. Because in the Vedas there is prescription for, in the former times especially, that occasionally great emperors and kings would perform an animal sacrifice. But this animal sacrifice was performed by very highly qualified brahmanas, and the animal would actually be rejuvenated and be given human form in next life. But still, this was for the purpose of karma, karma kanda, fruitive activities. And the king was very much absorbed in this way. So he was, his intelligence was lost in this kind of endeavor. And Narada Muni, being the great pure Vaishnava that he is, always traversing the three worlds, always trying to benefit the conditioned souls, Narada Muni, now he came to the palace of the king, wanting to awaken the king to self-realization. So when he came there, the king dutifully greeted Narada Muni with great respect and gave Narada Muni a very nice seat and worshipped him. And the king, he was not an ordinary person also. Even though he was absorbed in all these fruitive activities, he himself could understand that this was not good for him. And therefore he prayed to Narada, that you please enlighten me so that I can actually understand what is the true goal of life, because now my intelligence is lost in all of this seeking after the temporary happiness of this material world. So, in answer to this, Sri Narada Muni began to very mercifully instruct the king, teaching him that all the happiness and distress of this world, they have nothing to do with the eternal soul. And he began to describe a story to the king, the story of King Puranjana. So, this name Puranjana means old person, Puranjana. It refers to our soul, or the Atma, Because everyone in this material world, which is inhabited by millions and millions of species of life, all the living beings within this material world, they're actually eternal souls who have forgotten their eternal spiritual identities. They're absorbed within the identification with this material body and everything connected with this material body. This is called aham mameti. Aham means I and mama means mine. So this false absorption in the body and the things connected to this body is the very cause, the root cause of the conditioned soul's forgetfulness of his eternal identity. But yet, every soul who is going from one body to another, lifetime after lifetime, they are all birthless. Najayate mriyate vakadache nayam bhutva bhavita vanubhuyaha. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that all the souls within this material world, they are without birth. That means they are old. Old meaning even without beginning. And namriyate, they never die. They are eternal. They cannot be harmed by any condition of this material world. But they are identifying with all the passing phases of this material world, birth, death, disease, and old age. So Narada Muni began to describe the story of King Puranjan. So he described that King Puranjan, there's many names of different places and different personalities given in this very long allegorical narration. And I'm going to try my best to cover some of the main points in this narration. So, Puranjan had a friend named Avijñāta. Avijñāta means the unknown one. So, that unknown one, who is that? That is the eternal friend of every soul within this world, who they are not aware of. Within this body, we have our individual soul. But next to our soul, just like two birds that are sitting together on the branch of a tree, next to our individual soul is our eternal friend. And who is that? The Paramatma, the Supreme Soul, or in other words, Krishna, the expansion of Krishna, who is seated next to us as our very intimate friend. But he's called Avijñāta. Avijñāta means unknown, because the conditioned soul is absorbed in this world, just like the two birds on the branch of a tree. One bird is very busy trying to eat all the fruits on the tree. He doesn't even notice that sitting right next to him on this branch is another very beautiful bird, a very intimate friend of his. But he's not aware of that. But one bird is watching. That friend of his is only watching him. And this bird, he is trying to eat all the fruits on the tree. So King Puranjana had this friend, Avijñāta. And he couldn't understand that he had such a friend.
But in brief, you should go. Because the story is very long. We'll have to finish.
So King Puranjana, he began to search for a suitable place to live, and he traveled all over the world. Even after a great deal of traveling, he could not find a place to his liking. So finally he became very morose, very disappointed. This means that the conditioned soul is constantly traveling from body to body of so many species of life within this material world. And he doesn't find any of them to be satisfactory, only he's suffering and then dying and again suffering. So King Puranjana, he had unlimited desires for sense enjoyment. Consequently, he traveled all over the world to find a place where all these desires could be fulfilled. And unfortunately, he found a feeling of only insufficiency everywhere. So, once while he was wandering in this way, he saw on the southern side of the Himalayan mountains, there was a place named Bharatvarsha. And we all know that Bharatvarsha means India, that place of spiritual cultivation. That in there, There was a city in Varsha that had 9 gates all about, and it was characterized by all auspicious facilities. So, what is the city of 9 gates? This human body that has 9 openings within the body. 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, 1 mouth, 2 ear holes, 1 genital and 1 anus. This material body is called the city of 9 gates. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also refers to it as such. So now, King Puranjana, after wandering, he finally came to the human form of life. And he now started to inhabit this city that had 9 gates. Oh, that city was surrounded by walls and parks, and within it were towers, canals, windows, and outlets. The houses there were decorated with domes made of gold, silver, and iron. So this is all representing how the body is constructed. The walls of the body are the skin. The hairs on the body are compared to parks. The highest parts of the body, like the nose and the head, are compared to towers. The wrinkles and depressions on different parts of the body are compared to trenches or canals. The eyes are compared to windows. The eyelids are compared to protective gates. The 3 types of the metal in the city are compared to gold, silver, and iron. What does that represent? The 3 modes of material nature: passion, goodness, and ignorance. So, in this way, this material body, which is actually compared to a bag, full of what? Three dhatu. Kuna pe tri dhatu ke. Kapha, pitta, vata. Simply mucus, bile, and air, this material body is constructed of. So in this way, now, King Puranjana, the soul, is inhabiting this body. And the floors of the houses in that city were made of sapphire, crystal, diamonds, pearls, emeralds, and rubies. Because of the luster of the houses in the capital, the city was compared to the celestial town named Bhogavati. So, the city of the body is called the heart. The heart is the capital. Just as the capital of the state is especially gorgeously filled with very high buildings and lustrous palaces, so the heart of the body is filled with various desires and plans for material enjoyment. So such plans are sometimes compared to valuable jewels, sapphires, rubies, pearls, emeralds. In this way, the heart becomes the center for all planning for material enjoyment in this life. On the outskirts of that city, there were many beautiful trees and creepers encircling a nice lake. Also surrounding that lake were many groups of birds and bees that were always chanting and humming. So in this way, the body has so many different arrangements for sense gratification. And the soul inhabits the body and now starts to take part in the facilities that are provided by nature for sense enjoyment. In such an atmosphere, the branches of the trees that were standing on the banks, the branches of the trees that were standing on the bank of the lake received particles of water carried by the spring air from the falls coming down from the icy mountains. Now this refers to material desire to enjoy the 5 sense objects of this world: rupa, rasa, gandha, shabda, and sparsha. That means form, smell, sound, and touch, and taste. And also these rains coming down, like very beautiful mist coming down from the mountain. This is compared to the desire of the living entity within this material body, especially to enjoy what is called the adiras. That means sex desire, the desire to cohabitate with the opposite sex. So this is the strong pull of the material senses within the body. So, in such an atmosphere of this body, even the animals of the forest became non-violent and non-envious like great sages. And consequently, the animals did not attack anyone. Over and above everything was the cooing of the cuckoos. And any passenger passing along the path was invited by that atmosphere to take rest in that nice garden. So here, the children are compared to non-violent animals in family life. But sometimes, however, the wives and the children are called swajanakya dasyu. That means burglars or thieves in the name of kinsmen. Why? Because the man earns his livelihood undergoing great difficulty, great pain and anxiety. And then the wife and the children, they come and they say, oh, my dear father, please give me money. Oh, my dear husband, please give me money. And in this way, he becomes plundered by them. So while wandering here and there in that very wonderful garden, King Paranjana suddenly came in contact with a very beautiful woman who was walking there. She was without any engagement. She had 10 servants with her, and each servant had hundreds of wives accompanying him. So now here, Paranjana is beginning to meet his wife, allegorical wife. And this woman is wandering with 10 servants. Who is this? This is the intelligence. In this material body, we have the gross material body, and we also have the subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and ego. That intelligence is compared to a wife for the conditioned soul. Why? Because the conditioned soul cohabitates with that intelligence. And the ten servants of that woman are compared to the 10 senses that we have. 5 knowledge acquiring senses, 5 active senses. And in this way, now King Paranjana became very, very much attracted to this woman who had 10 servants and so many other beautiful maid servants. What are those? So many material desires. Unlimited numbers of material desires. So now the woman was protected on all sides by a 5-hooded snake. She was very beautiful and young, and she appeared very anxious to find a suitable husband. So that snake, that is the prana, the vital force. This whole situation of this body with the intelligence, with the soul inside of this body, it is protected by the prana, the vital force of this body, with 5 different life airs. So now, the intelligence was seeking after a very suitable husband also. Oh, and then the woman was very beautiful. Her nose, her teeth, her forehead were so beautiful. Her ears were equally so beautiful and were bedecked with beautiful earrings. Because the earrings set upon the 2 ears, they are the place where the work of the intelligence takes place. So in this way, metaphorically, the word sunasam means nose. It indicates the organ for acquiring knowledge by smell. Similarly, the mouth is the instrument for acquiring knowledge by taste.
Thank you.
He was very much attached to Puranjani. Oh, 100 years they enjoyed that life, but not of satisfaction. One day he went to